up, y'all? It is Mike of iWatchMike.com. It is time for another recap show, The Walking Dead Recap Show, now available on iTunes. I know it's been a minute or so, quite a few minutes. We're going to be talking about the episode that aired November 20th. Holy crap balls. Now, for those of you who have been tuning in, some of y'all have been like, hey, where the hell have you guys been and what happened to the girls? Because for the past couple of episodes, I'd been doing them by myself. Been getting rave reviews, but now I've got Kristen from AccordingToKristen.com. You're finally joining.
I am.
What is up? I know you've been busy, super busy with school and work, trying to be a responsible human, like the president of the United States. You're trying to be what's going on?
I mean, apparently anyone can be president
now, so something tells me you didn't vote for Trump.
No, but yes, I've been busy with school, finals, and everything. So now I'm done. I'm good.
So really, that's it. So are you done until when? Are you done with college?
No, I'm done until January.
Oh, hell.
You're like I have 5 classes left and I'm done.
Jesus Christ, you're like a mid-season finale. That's what you're like. We're going to be talking about episode 5 of season 7 called Go-Getters. Normally, we have Brancy with us, but the last time we heard, I saw something on Facebook that she was going to some con. That's all she's doing now.
I know.
So, does she have a boyfriend?
Fancy Brancy.
Does she have a boyfriend in her life? Because she wasn't doing this before. And then all of a sudden,
I don't know.
She goes to One Tree Hill, and all of a sudden, she's traveling around the world. All right, so let's jump into it. Did you have to rewatch these?
No, I didn't. I looked up some recaps while I was at work today.
Jesus. All right.
It's a refresher.
I was the responsible one and zipped through all 3 of them again. I decided to watch them and then I watched them as I took notes. So I've got them here. Good thing I'm the responsible one because...
Listen, I was at work, okay?
All right, let's do go-getters. Okay, so this episode, I call it the Maggie and Sasha episode. Uh-huh. With a dash of Carl.
And Jesus.
I'm just going to say this, and I just wrote my little reviews in the Good Shows app. I'm a huge fan of The Walking Dead. I think anybody that knows me knows that I am. But this episode, and you know what it is? I think it's because I don't care too much for Sasha.
Me either.
And Maggie, she could have died. I didn't care. You know, this episode just didn't do it for me. I'm guessing you liked it better than me.
I mean, I like Maggie a little more than you do.
Uh-huh, yeah.
But I think Jesus kind of saved it for me.
Really?
Yeah, I like him. He's like a ninja.
I do like him, too. I do. If it wouldn't have been for him, I probably, But, you know, I don't know. It just, you know, like that part where they, like the saviors start letting in the zombies with the music, that was cool. But then when Sasha and, like, Jesus went out there, and every few minutes you saw, like, Jesus flying through the air, like, a kick, and then yeah. Sasha. I don't know. I just felt like it was like, and I know this is wrong for me. And maybe it's because I'm not a fan of Sasha. But I remember, you remember, I mean, you and I, we loved the episode where Rick just says, I'll be right back, and goes outside and just starts... And then that whole scene just was phenomenal.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just feel like they were trying to capture that again. Like these two out there like saving Hilltop. And I was like, yeah, I don't believe it.
Yeah, I see that too. And then at the same time, I was watching and I was like, where the hell is everyone else?
No shit,
like
right?
Nobody hears that?
Nobody helped. I mean, the leader kind of like looked in the window and kind of like just like went back into the darkness.
Yeah, because he's a little bitch.
He is. I have to agree. And... But yeah, I just didn't care too much for it. Mm-hmm. Now that part where they where Jesus and puts Maggie and Sasha in the closet when the saviors show up, and then the main guy opens the closet door. Did you think that, oh crap, they're busted, or did you think Jesus pulled a fast one?
No, because I have a bad habit of like trying to figure out what's going to happen. Maybe it's because I like to write and I want to write for TV at right. some point in my life.
Uh-huh.
So I try to figure out what's going to happen. And as I was watching it, I was like, no, they're not going to be there. Because not because of Sasha and Maggie, but because Jesus is too smart.
He is, you know? And
so I'm like, I think he knew that douchebag Gregory was going to try to pull some shit.
Yeah.
So I think, I don't know.
It totally backfired on his ass.
Yes.
Now, why do you think Jesus doesn't want to be leader? I mean, because Gregory asked him, he's like, what, you want to be? He's like, nope, not at all.
Because I think he just likes being like this free spirit. Like he does whatever he wants.
So you don't.
He doesn't have to look out for everyone.
So you definitely feel it's free spirit and not like, you know, I want my cake and eat it too. Like I want to be able to call the shots, but I don't want to have the responsibility. Do you think it's like? I mean, I don't know. Because I'm still. I mean, don't get me wrong. I like Jesus. I do. He's one of my favorites this season. But I'm still trying to figure it out. Like, why doesn't he step up? Is it because he'd rather be a hippie? Or
I think so. I think he just doesn't want that responsibility. I wouldn't want it.
Or do you think he's manipulating the whole situation? Even with Maggie at the end, he was like, oh, I'll talk to you later. Like,
it could be that.
I don't know. He's kind of the, you know, and that would be kind of, interesting. You call him Jesus, but he's like the devil.
I know. Oh my God, that better not happen. I'll be so mad.
Watch. I'm going to laugh just like when I laughed when when Glenn got beat up with the bat.
Stop it.
Did
not speak of that.
Oh, God. So he does hint to her about running the show. Do you think Maggie eventually this season is gonna take Hilltop?
It's looking that way.
You think she can handle it?
I want to say yes.
Right.
Because, I mean, even with the whole thing with Glenn and Abraham, like, she was the only one that was like, okay, we got to get ready to fight. Like, that could backfire on her.
Right.
But she's the only one, like,
I could see that. Well, you know, and just like you said with Jesus, I mean, he's definitely if Maggie got into power, she would definitely have Sasha's, you know, backing, and Jesus would definitely take, you know, I don't know. I just, when he said it, I was like, Maggie's going to wind up living longer. I don't know. I don't know. It's just something about her. It just rubbed me the wrong way. I don't know. Let's see what else. Let's talk about Carl.
No.
So, Carl, do you agree or disagree that Carl needs to get driving lessons? I'm very surprised that no one's taught him how to drive a car, or he's like driving around Alexandria. I don't get
it. Right? There's like nothing else to do.
Right. So he almost kills, what's her name? Enid? Is that her name? Enid?
Yes.
Enid almost kills her.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this whole thing, I get it. You know, when I was watching it, I was like, okay, I can understand summer love and, you know, but I don't know. Finding a pair of roller skates and then like skating down and holding hands. I don't know. Like part of me got it in a sense where, you know, that's what teenagers in the zombie apocalypse would kind of do maybe. Mm-hmm. But then it
fell out of place. Kind
yes,
of.
Yes. And then, or maybe it was because I didn't like Sasha and I'm like, I'm over Sasha and Maggie. And then these two find roller skates. Really? I don't know.
I know they were like all excited that they found something. And I'm like, really, dude, you're excited because you found roller skates?
Yeah. And then, you know, and then the thing is like he's all holding her hands and they're having a Xanadu moment and they're doing their thing. And all of a sudden they kiss, which I'm like, all right, Carl, about freaking time. And then he's like, I'm going to go kill Negan. And she's like, don't stay with me. Go. I would have been like, I'm staying. All this romance. And then all of a sudden you saw his look. Like he turned to the side and he's like, can't stop me. I gotta go kill Negan.
Yeah, see, that's pissing me off a little bit because, I mean, I know we're gonna do the other episodes
right
now, but it's like if your dad is acting the way that he's acting right now, what the hell makes you think you're gonna do something?
Yeah, you know, Carl is. But you know what? I don't know. I think, you know, I could definitely see your point there, but then I'm wondering. I mean, Carl is the creation of the environment, and I don't know. He's always been. Yeah, I'm not surprised. You know, what I wrote in my Good Shows app is I really think Carl. I admire and respect Carl's genius, but he's gonna slip. Which
I think so too.
Which we're gonna talk about, but I don't know. This whole episode, I was just like, ugh. I think the best part for me is when Jesus jumps in the back of the, because the whole time I was like up and down. And then when Jesus jumps in the back of the truck to go recon over the saviors and all of a sudden Carl pops out, I was like, oh, shit.
Yep. And then Jesus like smiles.
He's like, all right, let's do this.
See, I like when Maggie steamrolled that car. I thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah. That whole
give the girl a little bit of credit, Mike. That was pretty cool.
I mean, yeah,
it was quick thinking. She wasn't just trying to.
I don't know. I you know, don't get me wrong. I think she is. I don't know. Somewhere, I just lost a little bit of Maggie. I don't know where it's somewhere in there, like a couple episodes back, and then. You know, I did like the fact that she wanted to fight and kill. But I think all the characters that are like, kill, fight now, are annoying me. You know, like Rosita and Carl and Maggie, because I think you got to be smart about it.
Exactly.
This is not, you know, and I think.
Yeah, because I don't think Rick is totally like, you know, giving up. But I think he's trying to play it smart.
Right. And I think that's what you got to do. It's obvious. It's obvious that Negan's crew played them. Episodes back when they were hitting roadblock to roadblock. These aren't normal, you know, stupid people.
Exactly.
And I think that's maybe why I'm getting annoyed. I don't know. I just need everybody calm the hell down.
You know, okay, wait, but I have to say, you don't watch The Talking Dead all the time, do you?
You know what? These past couple episodes, no, because I didn't want to ruin anything, so I haven't been watching.
After this episode, the guy that plays Jesus, I think his name is it Tom Payne? Whatever. He was on The Talking Dead, and he was saying that when they were filming that scene where him and Sasha were knocking out all the zombies,
right?
She was really sick. Like, the person that plays her was really sick, and she was like, they would shoot something, and then she would have to run off and throw up, and then she would come back and film. So I'm like,
really?
I'll give her credit for doing that, because, I mean, that was a pretty intense...
Oh,
scene.
Yeah, it definitely was. The show must go on. I didn't know that. Yeah, but you know what? I don't like Sasha, so I really don't care. But I care for the actress.
I
don't care for the character. I was hoping maybe she got bit or something. Maybe, I don't know. Okay. I don't know. I guess I'm just, wait till we talk about the next episode. Yeah. So, scale of 1 to 10, what do you give this episode?
Yeah. Probably gonna have to give it a 7.
Ooh, I would have. When you said the 7, like 30% of me was like, agree, Mike. But now I'd probably give it a 6. I just kind of blah, blah. And then you know what? You started putting crap in my head because people that are tuning in a couple of days ago, well, a couple of weeks ago, before we started doing, you know, getting behind on The Walking Dead, you had sent me and Brancy a text message talking about how this season is like the worst season ever for The Walking Dead. And before I watch this episode, The Go-Getters, are you there? Uh-oh, I think we lost her. Let's see if we got her. Hold on, people. I think we lost Kristen. Looks like we're trying to connect with her. It's connecting. Kristen is a college student, does not pay for internet, apparently. Let's see here, it's connecting. It's connecting. Okay, I'm gonna hang up on her, and we're gonna try this again. Let's see here. Bad problems. Cool. There we go. And let's try her again, people. Remember, college student. Come on. There we go. Let's see. Come on. Let's do this. You can do it. Come on, Kristen. Apparently, she was texting me saying, you keep cutting out. I didn't even know that. Let's see. It's just trying to connect, people. Freaking Skype. Wow. Apparently, the internet does not want to talk to her. Maybe this is God's way of saying, you don't need her, Mike. You should just do the show by yourself. It's a possibility. Let's see here. And this is all going to stay in the show, people. All right? Because we do it for real. Oh, man. It's not connecting to her. I don't think they want to talk to her. Let's try this again. It's ringing. That's a sign.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my gosh. You're back.
Oh, my God.
What is going on? I was telling everybody that you're a college student and you don't really – you sneak internet from another Wi-Fi.
No, see, and because I'm listening to you, and then you started cutting out, and I'm like, oh my God, you see, mic sucks.
No, I think it's your
No,
internet.
it was my internet because it's raining out.
Is it really raining?
Yeah.
And you have, what do you have, Direct?
Yep.
Yep, DirecTV. When it rains, it screws up your cable and your internet.
Yep, that's what happened.
All right, so what did you get a chance to hear what I said?
No.
I said a couple episodes back, before we watched the Go-Getters episode, you had sent me and Brancy a text message saying that this Walking Dead, people are complaining because it's like the worst ever.
The episodes?
Yeah, remember?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, the ratings are going down.
Now, do you? And before, I remember when you sent it to me, I told my wife, I was like, "Yeah, Kristen just sent me this thing, and I don't see it." Did you agree with it? Before watching Go-Getters, before watching this episode, and you got that message.
I don't know because
Uh-oh.
for me personally, the premiere episode was so crazy
Right.
that the last few episodes have been a little boring, but just because of the first episode, it's
Right.
not that the episode is boring because it's
Right.
like character development,
Right.
but I think people are not watching because I don't know. I saw online that they were saying it was too graphic and they went too far, and I'm like, it's a show about the zombie apocalypse. Like
Oh, God.
you knew what you were watching from the beginning. So
So
that's dumb.
there were actual fans saying it was it. Oh, God,
Yeah, they were saying that people were saying that they weren't going to watch anymore because it was too graphic
Oh,
and
God. It's probably because the Glenn died. Give me a break.
Yeah, see, and I was upset that Glenn died, but the show was good.
Yeah. No, I know. And I could see that. I could see because you start off at such a high.
Yeah.
Like, you're out of the gates, you're sprinting. And these episodes, and you know, but I didn't, you know, yeah, I for me, don't get me wrong, yeah, the premiere episode was out of this world, but I was already prepared for character development,
Yeah.
you know, so I knew that everybody got split up, and I knew that we were probably going, and I think we even talked about it, how each episode was probably going to be about a character
Yeah,
or
each
two,
person.
yeah, so I
Yeah.
was prepared for it, so but I just didn't see it, you know, and it's weird because I don't know, I'm a big firm believer that if you're a hardcore fan, you're there for the ups and the downs.
Exactly. And you
And
have to know that because the show is the way it is, like these episodes that might seem boring because it's character development and some people just want to see the crazy fights and all this crap.
yeah.
Like something crazy is gonna happen.
Oh, no,
Like
yes.
it's leading up to some crazy shit.
Oh,
So it's like
definitely.
to quit on it because a few episodes are a little slower than the premiere. It's like, come on.
Yeah, I don't get it. So you give it a 7, I give it a 6. But that doesn't mean that I'm like, I'm gonna stop watching the episodes. Cause no, I just, I and I think a lot of it had to do with just Sasha. I just,
I know she's not my favorite.
she's not my favorite either. All
Not my
right, so
favorite.
I think that's it, and we're gonna jump in the next two episodes.
Yes.
The next one probably be even faster because it's about Tweedledee and Tweedledum. Tara and Dr. Dre, but we'll get to that shortly. I'm trying to think here how I want to do this. I guess if you want to listen to our past recap shows, check out the Walking Dead recap show on iTunes. You can check out my blog, iwatchmike.com. Everything is there. If you're a fan of TV and movies, get on the Good Shows app. It's absolutely free. And Twitter, Instagram, Mike the Movie Guy. According to Kristen.com is your blog.
Yes.
And anything else you want to give out?
You can find me on Twitter at this is Kristen underscore and Tumblr at this is Kristen 84.
Sweet. Okay, so that's it for this episode, and we will be back to talk about the next two episodes. And then it's the mid-season finale. All right, Kristen. Say goodbye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.